All right. Yo, welcome to Fuel Pasión Podcast. This is technically the first video of 2024, but more importantly, it's going to be the only video for a minute, as well as an audio episode for those listening. You want to know a little bit more? Well, it is my birthday as well. On this date, January 29th, 2024. Let's go. Hola, ¿qué tal, mi gente? This is Noan El Boricua, and I am your host here at Fuel Pasión Podcast, where if you're here for the first time checking out this podcast and this channel, we're all about immersing ourselves dentro de la cultura, growing in our faith, and as always, making those conexiones here at Fuel Pasión. I hope that, you know, if you consider checking us out for the rest of this year, hit a like, subscribe, and hopefully you can enjoy some of the video that we're going to be going after this year. At the time of this recording, a couple days ago, it has been 4 years since Kobe and his daughter Gigi passed away, and I'm wearing this shirt here that's Mamba, and it was one of Nike's mantras of, like, you know, what are you getting after, and do you have that Mamba mentality? So I'll let you know that it's my birthday. I kind of have a jacket that's a little like makes noise. So hopefully maybe in the post-editing, it doesn't really affect it. But I'm a year wiser. And not going to lie, I wish I would have a full gray beard already. I did turn 47. And I'm grateful to God that he gave me this opportunity to have another year of life. And really, the big thing for me, I was hoping to see if like Fat Joe or DJ Khaled can hook it up, and maybe, you know, we can rewind it back and try to see what's up. Who knows? Maybe I'll try it out. So that's not a sponsor video. I wish it was. Okay. It's 47, and I remember growing up and still a baseball fan, still in love with the game, that one of the biggest things that I always thought about was understanding the beauty of really trying to hit a lot of home runs. And I remember at the time when, you know, you would hit 30 home runs, 35, 40, or 47 home runs, close to 50, like, that was huge. Like, that was unheard of in Major League Baseball. I think for me, when I think of the number 47, it makes me kind of look back on my life. And I wanted to share for those that maybe are going to hit the famous decade of 40, or for those of us, like myself, that we're on the latter part of our 40s and soon to, God willingly, celebrate 50. Like, yo, for real, like, I'm so excited to celebrate 50. My wife knows that I've always said what I wanted for my 50th birthday. So TBD, I don't want to share it yet because we got to first day by day, you know, see what God's plans are and see if we get to 50. And I wanted to share like three things for you. I hope it makes sense. And I hope that if you're in your 20s and your 30s, I hope that you could take some value in this video. And I'm going to, if you could just wait until the end, because there's a reason why I'm going to share specifically on one certain topic and why we should always understand the importance of moving forward, but also learning to forgive. So I wanted to share one of the first points, and clearly I didn't set this up where I usually have it here or over there. But one of the first things that, of course, I'm going to talk about is, you know, as I'm getting older, I've learned the beauty of leaning into my passions, your hobby. What does that look like? Historically, we've known that the data tells us that those that are actively, let's say, moving, if you're into working out, running, you have more of a longevity in life, of course, accompanied with a healthy diet and rest and all that good stuff. I'm going to make a review on this ring, the Oura Ring. I've had it for a year now. Thank you, honey, for getting me this gift, the family. So I'll be sharing a little bit about this on some other videos. But I think for me, I've had the opportunity and grateful to be able to, like, over the years, leave work to be able to pursue my hobby. I had a chance to be in a band. I had the chance to be the drummer in a Spanish rock band. I had the chance to be able to start a magazine company. I had the chance to be able to be on the radio and help produce and be the one of the DJs on there. I had the chance to be able to just, you know, lead within my community locally at a church. I've had the chance to be able to travel abroad and to be able to see so many things, all because of my passion to be able to just lean into what I love. And it's music, it's the arts, it's leadership within community. I think that was something that for me, as I'm getting older, it just solidifies that you need to get after something that you love to do. Look, maybe you're a gamer, maybe you're into content creating, maybe you love taking photos, whatever that looks like. I know for some of my peers and coworkers, some are even taking up pottery. Like, all of these things are key in order to be able to enjoy life and be grateful for what God has given us. The next thing that I would love to be able to share is understanding the importance of giving back to the community. Now, we know locally, if you're here from LA or any city or where you're watching and listening from, we know that we are better together. As Dr. Larry Acosta, many times that I've said this, we suffer in isolation, but we heal in community. And I think for me, that's one of the biggest things that has allowed me that as I'm getting older, how do I get other people enticed to understand the beauty of giving back to certain nonprofit organizations? The fact that I'm honored to be able to serve on the board for Have a Soul, an amazing nonprofit organization based out of Los Angeles, California. For me, that's key. I think, you know, I started literally just serving, helping out, doing all the work. And we still do that when we go to these events. But it was just something to understand. How do we level up? How do we understand the beauty of being able to give back? And one of the things that I wrote here is understanding that, look, we need support systems. We need societies. We need others that really understand the importance of this. And I think for me, when I think about serving, it's always going to be really key. And it's always going to be beautiful to be able to see that. And I think that throughout the years, as I've gotten older, it was kind of like that transition. Now, look, I've always been known to serve. That's my thing. I love to do that. But I think there's something when now you zoom out and you really start to see the impact that you're making in people's lives. Lastly, I'm grateful for turning 47 and I'm grateful for having my family. You know, and I know that I have amazing friends and I call them my inner circle, but I just want to focus on family. I'm grateful for my wife. She's my bedrock. She's the one that just is always willing to listen because, yo, tu boricua aquí, man. A mí me gusta hablar mucho, right? Blah, blah, blah. And my wife just really knows how to listen. My wife knows how to give me these just very insightful insights. And I'm grateful for my two boys, man. They're my inspirations. They're young men. They're young men. I'm grateful because they're the reason why I do get up every day. They're the reason why I try to be the best man that I can be, the best husband that I can be, the best father that I can be for them, because I know that they look to me as a leader, but more importantly, that their papi just loves them to death. And, you know, I don't want to get emotional on this, but if you haven't had your family around, I get you. You know, I'm here in my office and I had the chance to kind of clean up a little bit and I found some awesome photos. I found some really cool, you know, which really, by the way, if I just do this really quick, I'm reaching over. I was sharing with my students that back in the day, I don't know if you guys could see this, you know, I don't know, you guys ever, like, when you were in college, you would have, like, the little mini recorders, micro cassettes. I'm aging myself, see, because I'm 47. And, yo, it's dope that I found my little mini cassettes. I just got to find the little cassette player because I can't find my mini recorder, and to be able to play back some of the notes when I was in college. I thought that was really dope. And the reason why I say that is because I also found something that was very... All right, we're going to cut. I wanted to grab this. I got a little emotional, but this is a present that I never got to give my dad. And he passed away. And it's not an expensive watch. My dad didn't like expensive watches. But I knew that this was something that he always wanted. And I never got a chance to give it to him. And one of the things that I wanted to give him, even though we had our differences, even though I know that my father had his faults and his challenges, I still made him like this little license thing. I don't know if you can see this. And it says number one dad, Puerto Rico. And I don't want this video to be all like sad at the end, but I'm gonna hold on to this because as I get older, I realize that, you know, you got to be able to learn to forgive. You know, the Bible tells us that so many times, and I wrote this down. I didn't have time to memorize this. But life is challenging, right? And when I think of being 47, like, life at this age is not about counting the years, even though I like to do that. But it's about embracing wisdom, embracing experiences and lessons that shaped me to who I am today by the grace of God. And it's always a time for me to hopefully ignite my passions, strengthen my connections with my loved ones, and always make a positive impact around me. My hope and my challenge to all of you is to let us inspire others with our resilience, our courage, and the unstoppable spirit that comes with our age and as we get older. Remember that it's never too late to live a life that sparks the joy and leaves a lasting legacy. And of course, we're just not only about cultura and conexiones, but, you know, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He would make your paths straight." So I'm grateful for God. I'm grateful for my family, and I'm grateful for the community. I'm grateful for you. And yeah, I'm going to enjoy this. And stay tuned. We got a lot coming. You won't see me on here as much because we're prepping something really big. And it's going to be all around coffee. So check it out, FiopasiónPodcast.com. Immerse yourself dentro de la cultura. Grow in your faith. And always make tus conexiones. Y como dice mi abuelita, que Dios te bendiga.